All right, you're listening to Punk Rock Cheeseburger. I am Rocky, and I am joined with Chris from ChrisB on the radio.com. Is that correct?
That is ChrisB on the web.
There you go. Yeah. So how's it going? This is pretty much an introduction to each other.
Yeah, yeah. I know we've talked on online and all that, and I've lurked on your old cast on the other site and all that, so as a guest.
Yes.
Since on VPN since I was banned. So I've been banned for, since 2016, I think.
Wow.
So it's been about 3 years. And Vaughn just banned me too, so I was like, okay, whatever. I'm with Twitch, and that's what matters.
Yeah. So how long have you been casting since 16 or longer?
2009 was my first one. It'll be 10 years in November.
Oh, wow.
Started with You Broadcast, and I went to Blog TV. Mm-hmm. Stickam, Blog TV. I went to Justin.TV, which a lot of these sites don't exist anymore. They are no longer, they don't exist anymore. Yep. They're gone. And then I went to Vaughn. They had some troll issues, and the community manager, which I will not name their name, but they wouldn't do anything about all this trolling. And, I was raided by Chan4 or something. And it's like,
wow.
Okay, I'm getting out of there. And then I went to a site called JustCast. They closed down. Mm-hmm. And then I went from there. Where did I go? Twitch, I think, in 2016.
Okay.
Wow. I went to Twitch for a couple months, and then I kind of quit. I retired. I retired from casting, and then I was just finishing up my YouTube career. I was a YouTuber. I did series on YouTube and all that. I did a web series called the Entertainment Man Talk Show, which I still go by the name Entertainment Man to this day. So it's pretty cool. Nice. I still have the nickname, yeah. So, yeah, and then I started casting. I was on and off in the last year, casting on Twitch, and then I came back full-time just recently.
Nice.
Along with YouTube. So I'm retired from casting. I'm unretired from Twitch as well. From YouTube, I mean, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
We actually come by, we actually have a lot in common then, because I started on Stick'Em myself.
Holy job. That's like back in the day.
Yes, it was. And then obviously, they shut down, and I jumped around all over the place, went to Vaughn. Mm-hmm. And then the last place, obviously, iVlog, which I thought was really cool, but it went downhill very quickly.
Yeah.
at least for me.
I could kind of tell throughout there, and I was kind of sad to see that you were quitting that broadcast, but then I was kind of thrilled to hear that you're going to be doing this, and that's why I jumped on the train to support you.
Yeah, this is I feel this is a lot better platform in many ways.
So, it is, yeah.
So and then got to meet people like you and some new people, and so far it's pretty awesome.
It is. Twitch is, I think if you get like so many followers and all that, you can get affiliate on Twitch,
yeah,
which is really cool.
Yeah, actually, the other day I was checking my Anchor account / Spotify, and I have officially made a whole 2 cents so far.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm no better. I just, on my website, crispyontheweb.com, and I have AdSense with them. And I've only made a whopping $1.51. Pathetic.
But that makes you an official podcaster. You're making money.
Exactly.
Put that on your resume.
Yeah, that's true. I don't make much from like podcast.com, TuneIn, iTunes, Spotify, all that.
Yeah.
I don't make much, but I enjoy it. I'm actually on my way up to 300 episodes soon.
Wow. That's awesome.
Since 2016, I went to audio. First, I was in video, YouTube. Mm-hmm. That's where it all began. Mm-hmm. Everything about OTV started on YouTube from September 2015. 24th of September, to be exact. Mm-hmm. We'll be on our fourth year as a podcast. Wow. And then I went to audio. I left YouTube. I retired in 2016 after my web series, other web series closed. Not closed, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Ended. And then I had the podcast still going at the time. And then I said, you know what? I'm just going to bring it to audio only. So I started on Mixcloud, and then I went to podcast.com. And from there, it just kept growing and growing and growing to more platforms. So now, like, 13 platforms all together now. But, awesome. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I was looking at one of my platforms. I have, like, 19 followers on there. On Castbox.
Oh, nice.
I think TuneIn and I have like 27, so I have like 42 or something like that in total.
Wow, nice.
So pretty good growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now YouTube's taking off, and actually I wrote down on my sticky note that, you know, you get a lot of views on YouTube. I'm surprised on how well I've done. I'm over 100 now.
Really?
On YouTube. Within a week, a little over a week.
Wow.
100, yeah. Crazy.
That's just one video?
That's a whole string of them too. I think there's about three, I think. Wow. Three and then plus the intro video I did for the channel. So
yeah, I was gonna say for my YouTube for Punk Rock Cheeseburger, my intro, like my little trailer, is the one that got the most views. The rest of them are like max 30 to 20, and it's like
jeez. I know the I think it's the first one that had that one dislike, which I was furious about. But then I started playing Taylor Swift Shake It Off, where they say haters will hate. Yeah. That's my song for the haters now.
Yeah, like I told you then too, I got my first dislike, and it was like so disheartening and whatnot, but it's like, you know what, you can't please everyone.
Exactly. So, but they said with YouTube though, like sometimes notifications don't go out to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a new thing now. Like notification will be going out. Apocalypse with, you know, getting ad revenue from videos aren't great anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's, I was very hesitant about going back, but kind of glad I did.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, I've heard some things where analytics and stuff are kind of messed up right now, but again, for me, I'm not necessarily doing it for money or even like watchers or listeners. It's just, it's fun to do.
Yeah, exactly. With me, I don't really care about the money. I just
obviously we're making pennies.
Yeah. Or like a buck and a buck 50 pretty much. So, but it was a tough jump because, when I said I had to go back, I said, you know, like, honestly, the podcast is going home where it began, where it began back in 2015. So
like full circle almost.
Yeah. Going back to its alma mater where it began.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's 5 years next year. I got to do something for the fifth anniversary. I got to do something. I'm going to start talking to my alumni and see what they can dig up for ideas.
Yeah, right. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Well,
so what do you do when you're not casting?
I blog. Right now I'm working on my trip to Boston.
Okay.
So I'm just finishing. I was starting to write. I started writing the my final blog post for the Boston trip on my way home. Okay. So we had to cross back over the border on day 7, so I'm on 6 and 7, so I'm at the tail end. I'm playing video games right now. I'm playing The Sims 4. Nice. I just killed off my Sims my friend Larry's Sim and his wife are no longer alive.
No longer with us.
No, unfortunately. So it's just two teenage girls and one child that they're taking care of right now, so it's kind of fun. I just flipped them up. One of them became adult. They got married. So I put the other teenager in the other two girls are now teenagers. So they're in their own apartment across from the other sister. So that's kind of cool. They're not far to go to say hi to each other.
Nice.
But yeah, I do like Binding of Isaac too. That's a fun game.
Yeah.
Though I rage a lot, I think I was raging the other day on Twitch. Like, no, come on. But
yeah, when I'm playing my games, I have a dirty mouth, and there's no filter. I don't realize I'm saying half the stuff I'm saying.
Yeah, I got PUBG. I do Messenger. I did Minecraft for a while, but then I kind of quit after a while.
Yeah.
I just found that a little hard. I got like American Truck Simulator. I got a Farming Simulator. I just started up. Need for Speed, PUBG, Rocket League. I got some Scrabble. I don't know why I put Scrabble. I started playing StarCraft again too, which is an older game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, and Walking Dead, I kind of quit. XCOM, Enemy Unknown. Hmm. How about you for game wise? So.
I don't even know if you've even heard of it, but it's a Steam game called Warface.
I've heard of it.
I play that nightly, every night.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah, it's like a Call of Duty light.
Yes, I played Call of Duty before. So, yeah.
And what else? I don't. Friday the 13th. I still play, even though that's kind of an older game now.
Yeah.
Fortnite on occasion.
Mm.
Just like if my nephew's playing and I catch him, I'll play with him for a little bit. But yeah. But yeah, it's mostly just this Warface.
Yeah, I saw on your Discord, I was looking at the friends list, and it said Minecraft for a bit there too, on your Discord. I don't know why.
I played a while ago, but I never really got into it. If you saw it, it was probably because my kid played it. And he probably was on my Discord or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, he plays it now.
Yeah. My niece plays it all the time, religiously. She's addicted because of me. Yeah. Uncle Chris's fault to do that. So, but I taught them everything about it. And I'm kind of retired from that game. I beat the Ender Dragon and the weather. And I said, that's it. I tried modding it and like, meh, it's not my cup of tea. So I... Moving on to other stuff, I want to play Call of Duty 2. I want to start playing some of the other Call of Duties. Mm-hmm. I played 1, I want to play 2. I want to keep going with all the franchise eventually.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't played... Oh, no, that's not true. I played... I think Modern Warfare was the last one I played and actually finished. But before that, I think it was like... I don't know. Like one of the original ones on like PS2. I don't know which one it was, but it was like Nazi Germany, and I got to one level or one part of it, and I couldn't beat it, so I said, fuck it, and I quit. I'm talking like weeks trying to like pass it, and I was not a gamer at that point, I guess, and I just sucked.
So. I tried Call of Duty 2. I didn't get past the first level. I said, fuck it, I'm done. I quit. My brother had it too, but I tried it. I want to give it another shot now that I'm older. Like it was,
I was a teenager.
Yeah. I had more strategy now than I did before.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Well, the first one was tough, though. Yes. Especially when you're in Russia, you start the Russian campaigns. Mm-hmm. And you're going up that hill, and all the machine guns going off at you. It's like, gee, I died about 30 times before I figured it out.
Yes. So,
there's a lot of strategy with those games too. I noticed that.
Yep.
Yeah. But when I'm not playing video games, I'm on the computer. I watch like Live PD. I have America's Got Talent.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. I got Big Brother currently going on. As you know, I do the podcast on that.
I was gonna say, don't you do a whole podcast just on like reality TV, basically?
Yes.
Nice.
Amazing Race Canada and Big Brother are the big two. The big two I'm currently working on at the moment.
Nice. So, that's cool.
Yeah. Wednesday, Thursdays, Fridays. Wednesdays is the audio only goes up. Thursdays is my live broadcast. And then Friday, the audio only from that Thursday night will be going up on the audio only platform. So,
awesome. That's cool.
I have to figure out the 25th because Survivor starts on that day and Big Brother finishes. Like, I'm going to have to do one or the other for the broadcast. Like, I might have to double upload on the Thursday, but
yeah, if you can do it, do it. That's cool.
Yeah, because I don't even know what day the 25th is on, actually. I'm going to check. That's a Wednesday. Well, I could. I could do one or the other, but then I have to decide. But yeah. I hate when they do that. You have to figure up the scheduling. But But other than that, when I'm not on the computer, I'm with my niece and nephew. I spend a lot of time, and I'm going to be very busy next week. We're babysitting, looking after them on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because the parents are work. My brother and my sister are working and all that, so okay. We might be in the big smoke in Toronto for the day, one day, and I don't know what else we're going to do. Who knows? I want to make slime with them.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing for a while, I think, on YouTube. Everyone was making slime.
Yeah, there's one YouTuber, who is it? The Wander Family. I watched their family vlogs. Nice. Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
They have this, like, Elmer's glue.
Yep.
If you put it in there, and then you take, like, make the slime, you take it outside, it turns red.
Really?
I want to try to do that.
That's cool.
Next week, yeah. Maybe it'll be an Instagram video to do. I do Instagram videos on Instagram TV once in a blue moon.
You know what? That's one thing I never even thought about. Like, I have an Instagram and whatnot, but I think I just use it to post pictures once in a while and share this podcast once in a while. But that's another platform. Yeah, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, it's difficult at start because it wouldn't upload. Like, oh, come on. At one point, I just erased all my videos from the Instagram TV side of things. Like, forget it. But I'm kind of back towards it. I just pulled it up on there, a couple of days ago? Like, I think it was Wednesday. I posted up the blooper reel from my YouTube video, intro video. Yeah, awesome. I made a blooper reel because I kept screwing up every time. My poor nephew was getting me. My nephew was actually filming me. He actually helped me with that video. So he's 8. Oh,
wow.
My niece and nephew are 8. They're like fraternal twins.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he was filming and I kept messing up. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get a editing program on my phone and I'm going to put it together for a blooper reel.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. That's what's good about the screw ups. You can just put it together as a remix or whatever.
I do. I love editing because I can take a lot of the bad shit out.
Yeah. I do that all the time. That takes me hours sometimes just to edit one podcast or one video. I just want it perfect, so.
Yeah, and when I started too, I started with I wanted to do a clean podcast, no cursing. Yeah. So I don't know if you've seen any of my YouTube things. There's parts where it's blanked out, and then I started bleeping stuff. And then at one point, I was like, you know what? We're adults here. I was like, fuck it. We're just going to keep everything. Unless it's too bad, everything usually stays in.
Yeah. I'm pretty well very clean with that.
Yeah.
I'm very clean with my podcast. There is one time though. It's never been released. Never. I have it on my computer still, and it's me. I swore. I just put a big bleep in it. It's hilarious. I should put a special behind the scenes page on my website or something with it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You can end the blooper reel with just that curse word.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very short clip, but it's awesome.
That is cool.
Yeah. Oh, when I was a YouTuber, I always had some curse word. I was always cursing. This was before Adpocalypse and all this ad-friendly stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
I used to curse like a sailor. I'll have to send you a link later on Twitter. It's me cursing at my staff. Everybody's effing up now. You roll the effing camera now.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Nice.
I want to put the 1812 Overture finale where you have all the cannons. That'd be appropriate to put in there. That would be hilarious.
Oh my god.
Where do I get these stupid ideas? I swear, they're crazy.
But they're funny.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes stupid ideas are good ideas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what kind of music and bands are you into?
Rock, pop, some old stuff.
Yeah.
I do listen to like an oldie station here. CKDL is our station.
Okay.
Like rock and like pop music and all that. Mm. Like easy listening. Okay. We have one station in Toronto I listen to all the time, CHFI. Mm. So kind of like Avicii and, you know, Taylor Swift and.
Okay.
I can't name them all
hard.
Off.
Nothing too yeah. hard though. Okay.
I do get in some little bit of the metal music. I do get into it.
Okay, I was gonna say, because what kind of attracted you to my cast in the beginning? Because all I played was like really loud, angry, cursing type of music, and you were there.
Oh yeah,
I feel like you were just dealing with it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't bad. I don't. Yeah. I admit it wasn't that bad. It was pretty good. Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I listen to a metal and rock station on the internet called Hang Ten Rock Radio. He's on Vaughn.
Okay, I was going to say that sounds familiar.
Yeah, Rich is the owner.
Okay.
He's friends with me on Facebook, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I started watching, what is it called? Sunday Night Rock Ballads. I watch it every Sunday night. Oh, nice. I don't miss it on Vaughn.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I have to activate the VPN now. I'm banned. I was causing a little bit of trouble.
I was going to say, how did you get banned? How do you get banned from Vaughn?
I was spamming Tech Corner. Technically, I was banned originally, but they keep on banning me. I'm like, what the heck? Wow. So I want to be banned. I want to be banned. So I'm now banned. Let's see how long that lasts. It'll probably be 24 hours. I'll be back. No time. It's like my IP keeps resetting every day. I don't know why it does that. It's funny though. Yeah. I see you have a Yankees cozy.
Yes.
Yeah. They were playing earlier. I heard that.
Yep. They won.
Mm. Mm. Good. My Blue Jays are in Detroit right now. They think they're winning at the moment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I was actually going to ask you, Ben, are you into sports?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baseball, football, everything, or?
Baseball, football, hockey, some basketball. My Raptors won the championship, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
That was thrilling.
I have a little connection to the Raptors winning the championship. Where I work, we actually have to monitor like all around the world and like significant things going on. And when that happened, we were involved with because you guys had the celebration parade.
Yes.
And we have one of our offices like right there. And that kind of sucked because there ended up being like a shooting. Like in the,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like three or four.
Yeah, but luckily our people were okay and it was far enough away, but yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah.
Man, that was crazy. The crazies came out that day. I remember I was at my friend Eric's place here in town, and we were watching it at the end of our visit, and like I was supposed to be on the 4:45 bus. I ended up not back until like the 5:15 bus, because we were watching what was going on with the development of this.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But I guess Raptors will be in a rebuild now that they don't have Kawhi Leonard, and I think Danny Green is no longer there anymore. So that's going to be a bit of a different year for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you never know.
Yeah. I'll say I'm not huge into basketball.
Yeah.
But definitely I'm a huge baseball fan. Like baseball in general, but obviously I like the Yankees.
Yeah.
And then I enjoy football, but I can't necessarily say I'm a fan because my team is the 49ers. I could not name you one player though. But I enjoy watching and just kind of like just getting into it.
Yeah. I'm a Green Bay fan, obviously.
Okay, cool.
We can name probably one player from that team, and that would be Aaron Rodgers. And there's my
Blue Jays.
Yeah, I was wearing it earlier. I got hot wearing it.
Yeah. I'll say, well, how hot is it up there where you're at?
Let me see. Whoops, I don't want Siri. I was yelling at her earlier. Come on, now I gotta figure out my password. Yeah. It was 30 today. 31 Celsius.
Celsius. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's fucking cold.
Well, that, so what I don't know.
I was gonna say, let me see real quick. Do some. Come on, work with me here.
87.8 Fahrenheit.
Okay. So it was probably around the same. Well, it is. Well, no, because today it was about 106 down here.
Holy jumping! That's
It's 87 right now.
Well, that's good.
So that's 40. 30 for you right now.
Yeah. 106 is 41 up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Amazing. You don't even do anything. You just step outside and you're sweating.
Oh, yeah. I was out for a brief time tonight. Mm-hmm. But it's going to get cooler. It's going to be 27. By Monday, it's going to be like 23 degrees Celsius. That'll be nice.
Yeah, what is that, about 70-something mine?
Yeah. I'm just... Okay, there we go. 23 is 73, yep.
That's real nice.
Yeah, it's been in a heat wave here. 27, 23, 24. And it's going down, and it's going to go back up again.
Yeah.
It's like it's never going to end.
Global warming, climate change.
Yeah, gotta love it.
So now, are you right across the border in Canada, or how far up are you?
I am right. I'm pretty close to the border. Well, a couple hours at least.
Okay.
I'm kind of east of Toronto at the moment.
Oh, okay, nice.
So, but it's not far for me to go to Toronto to visit. Yeah. Because I go see Big Brother Canada evictions every year. When that airs on TV here.
Uh-huh. Like, you actually go in the audience?
Yeah.
Really?
It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
And one of the administrators of their group recognized me in the audience.
That's cool, man.
He figured out who the hell I was.
That's awesome.
Even as a podcaster, I'm getting well-known. Yeah, but...
That's cool.
But yeah, it's easy to get there. Just go train. I take the train out there and then like an hour and 20 minutes out to Etobicoke from where I am.
Okay, cool.
It's not bad, though. Yeah. It's cheap, though. It's like that's 11, 12 like, bucks.
That would, technically, that would be like me going to New York City. It's about, give or take, an hour and a half, 2 hours by train.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah. Sit on the train, watch everything go by, and then oof, you're there.
Yeah, exactly. When I was heading into, was in the state of New York, we kept seeing New York City signs constantly. I saw the Hudson, too.
Really?
Yeah, I saw the Hudson River there.
Nice.
First time I've ever seen that.
Yeah. So you were in my area.
Yeah, I was in the neck of the woods. Except a little north, I guess north a little bit.
Yeah, I'm Northeast,
yeah.
I'm Central Jersey, so like I said, I'm about an hour and a half, 2 hours through the city, the actual city.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right here. Yeah. I live in the country area. A lot of people don't understand there is a country part of New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, there is here too. There's a countryside north of us.
Yeah.
So, but it's nice.
Yeah, it is. It's nice here, too. We got horses and cows and pigs and everything.
Yeah, so are we. Well, you need your beef, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
We love our cows and our tomatoes.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. There's a farm out in Jersey, actually, was on a local YouTuber, a YouTuber channel, McJugger Nuggets. He did that cycle. Yeah, he did the cycle series at McCann's Farm in New Jersey. McCann's. So now, Oh, that ring a bell or no?
Kind of does sound familiar.
Yes,
it's not around me, I don't think, but it definitely sounds familiar.
Yeah, Nita and Nancy are the ones, two ladies on the farm there. But I follow the channel all the time on YouTube. Pretty cool stuff what they do on the farm.
Okay, yeah, that's Farmingdale.
Yeah, elk teeth.
Wow. Let me see. But, oh, wow, that's actually pretty far from, that's about an hour from me, south.
Oh, well, not bad.
East, south. They're like, they're very close to the shore, the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's, I've definitely heard of it, but.
Yeah. I've never been to New Jersey yet.
Yeah, well, you have to come.
Yeah. I think I'm a little turned off from a big city like Boston for a while now. We got lost. Yeah,
Boston. I've been to Boston a few times. It's cool because it's historic.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're from New Jersey or New York, you get hassled.
Yeah.
Cause, true. We don't get along with Boston down here.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I know. Yeah. It was cool to see the history, too. Like, going to Fenway Park and, you know, but I didn't know.
Fucking Red Sox.
But I didn't know New England Patriots were in Boston originally until I went on this tour. Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. That's why they love their freaking Patriots up there.
Yeah. We actually went past the road where the stadium was.
Oh, nice.
On the way back. So my dad's like, it's where the Patriots, like, oh, and I'm like, I give him a big raspberry. I don't like the Patriots. I don't like, what's his name? The quarterback.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're on board with pretty much the rest of America.
Yeah.
It's pretty much Massachusetts likes that team, and that's about it.
Yeah. I know Boston does not like him. That's what they said. Boston does not like the Patriots.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they loved them up there.
No, that's what the tumor guy said, but at least I could say it was on the Green Monster. I did it like Bostonian would say.
The Green Monster.
Yeah, that's the way they say it.
Did you take the car to go see Green Monster and have chowder?
No. I was going to have chowder, and I didn't. That was my number one thing I was going to do. I was going to have the New England clam chowder, but darn it.
Yeah, no, I don't... First of all, I don't eat seafood anymore, but when I did, even then, I could not stand clams. So when I went up there, I had lobster and crab and all that, but I couldn't do the chowder. It was gross. Yeah.
Speaking of lobster, I saw lobster traps in a fishing village there near the Plymouth Rock.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And I went up there, too. Yeah. That rock is huge.
Yeah.
That's a huge monster of a rock. But it looks like it's cracked up a lot, too, because everything kept getting washed up and all that.
Yep.
Apparently, it had a ship, too, that was in there, but where is it? It starts with a C. Connecticut. Somewhere in Connecticut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Somewhere in Connecticut at the moment, so.
So you travel a lot, it sounds like.
Once a year, at least.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah. Last year, I was in Minneapolis for a wedding.
Okay.
But I might end up back in Minneapolis next year because my cousin's getting married. So
nice.
Another cousin's getting married. It's like it's endless.
Now, is it always to like the U.S. or do you go to other countries?
Mainly U.S. I do a lot of traveling here in Canada.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm supposed to go to Calgary next year, but that might not be the case because I might be heading down to Minneapolis. So I have to save up money for the airfare for that too. Not as far though.
Yeah.
About an hour.
I went to Canada a couple times with my family when I was younger, but it was like literally right over the border. And it was strange. The town, I honestly don't remember the name of the town because it was so long ago, but like everything shut down at 5 p.m. Like all the stores, everything, yeah. Except for like one general store, they stayed open until 9. So it's like you had to get your cigarettes and your beer and everything for the night. Otherwise, you weren't going to get anything.
Yeah.
But we stayed in like cabins and we had multiple cabins right on a lake. So it was nice. It was cool. We had fires and tons of friends we all went up with and it was cool. But just thought it was strange. Every day it shut down at 5.
Yeah. I think our mall here closes on Saturdays at 5. 5 or 6. Same with on Sunday. Saturday, Sundays, our mall here kind of closes at 5 or 6.
Yeah.
At night, so.
Yeah, I can understand Sundays. A lot of, even here, a lot of places close early on Sundays. Yeah. But like Saturday, like that's where we do business most of the time.
Yeah.
Like our malls close at like 10 o'clock, I think, on Saturdays, Fridays and Saturdays.
You're lucky. Yeah. On the weekdays, it seems to, like, on the weekdays, it's open to like 9:30 at least.
Okay. That's not too bad.
And longer on the holidays, like Christmas and all that, obviously.
Yeah. We'll have some stores during that time actually stay open. Like the last, like the 20th to the 23rd, stores will stay open 24/7.
So it's like,
you forgot a Christmas gift, you can go at freaking 3 in the morning if you want to.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah, it is. And I've lived in the same town for 33 years, my whole life.
Really?
Same house, same town.
I live in the same area, but I definitely don't live in the same town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I did a little bit of moving around when I was younger, but it's always been in the same county.
I'm definitely ready to get on my own eventually, but I've been staying here to help my parents out and you know, be the good son and helping them. They're getting older and you know.
Yeah, I get it.
It's that time I want to help them. And I have. I helped them rebuild the patio. We built a bigger patio in the back. I helped build the shed. Nice. We moved the shed over to the back. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot though.
That's good.
Yeah.
You should. Damn it.
Yeah, I should. I should be the good son. Well, my other brother's busy and he's got a family now, so I'm not seeing anybody, so I got more freedom at the moment.
Are you
knock
looking,
on wood.
Are you looking, though, is the question.
Yes.
Okay, ladies, you heard it here.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, I tried online dating. I had one ex from across the country in British Columbia.
Okay.
That was not a good relationship.
And why is that?
Oh,
was she crazy?
Yeah, a little bit. She got me banned on a radio station because she told me to shut up right on there.
And really?
And that radio station wouldn't believe me, so. She was dubbed the bitch from BC.
Oh, man.
And I had one here, Ontario, that decided to cheat on me twice. Like,
that's
like, yeah.
Not cool, man.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Man, I haven't dated probably for years now.
Wow. Gotta get back out there.
Yeah, well, I had one girlfriend for over a year. But she got kind of demanding, like, okay, that's enough. I'm done. I kind of broke her heart, but I think she was okay with it, but it was a rocky road.
Yeah.
Yeah, she threatened to kill herself.
Holy
at my banquet. Yeah, it was. I wasn't in the room. I was so mad at her. She threatened to hurt me with a chair. Like, I'm thinking, I guess that was the red flag for me. That red flag went up pretty quick.
My God, spring on freaking WWE and dropping elbows on you too?
Yeah, exactly. But things went well for the first year. I thought she was the one. I thought I was going to be married and on my own and, you know, starting my own family, but guess not.
Oh, shit.
Well, it is what it is in the way.
Yes.
No, I'm not. I'm going to find Mrs. Wright one day.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Got to give it time, have patience, and put yourself out there.
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm already on the dating sites already, so I'm working on it.
We're getting there, folks. We're getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one time I saw someone like my profile. Like, what? I couldn't see who it was. It was like too bad. But I haven't checked. I haven't checked it in probably about a week now.
Okay. Now, which sites do you use?
OkCupid was one. What was the other one?
FarmersOnly.com.
No.
Have you heard of that one? That was big for a while around here.
I guess it doesn't exist now, does it?
I don't know. I haven't seen a commercial for it in a long time, but have you heard of that one?
No.
Okay, so I guess it's just a U.S. thing, but it, yeah, it's called FarmersOnly.com, and it was obviously it's based to focus towards farming men and women, and the commercials are kind of creepy.
Yeah,
I would suggest going on YouTube and looking up FarmersOnly.com commercials, and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'll definitely look that up.
It's like one cowboy sitting at the bar, and all of a sudden there's like a group of creepy women behind him singing like the jingle.
Oh, jeez.
It's real classy, let me tell you.
Yeah. I was on Plenty of Fish with another one.
Okay, I thought that one was kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Gross. Because I had a friend on there, and he used it basically just to hook up with girls, not to actually like date.
Yeah,
is that what it's like, or can you actually find someone?
I haven't found anybody on there. I don't even know if my profile still exists. I haven't logged in about a year or two now, so it's been sitting there. So probably have a bunch of notifications I never got, or they just erased the profile on me. So who knows?
Yeah, wow.
I might have to look at it one day. Throw that up there. Not throwing my Power Ranger notes up there for now. Oh. I do a collaboration with my friend Larry.
Okay.
We're covering every season of Power Rangers right to the current day.
Really?
And then we do it twice a year.
That's cool.
Yeah. Two seasons per session. So that's four seasons a year.
Wow.
So we're kind of currently on a hiatus again. We just finished recording back in June.
Okay.
June 2nd, we recorded a bunch of new stuff, and then now he's on holidays. I was on holidays, but October we're going to be back together and now recording.
Where do you put this up at?
My website, crispyontheweb.com.
It's up there. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. I think my other podcast, most of the stuff is on like podcast.com and tune in and all that. But I link it on my site so people can check it out and.
Okay.
Boy, I've gotten a bunch of hits on that page too.
That's cool.
Like 100. Like, jeez.
Now, do you pay for your website, the
crispyontheweb.com? Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That's like $17.
You're, like, you're all out. Like, you're doing it, right?
Oh, yeah. For $17, it's worth it.
That's $17 a month?
Yeah, a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Blogger.
That's really not that bad. At all.
I'm with Blogger. That's where I'm with.
Holy shit. The last place I was at where you found me, I was paying $70 a year
for the pro?
Yeah.
Shit,
and I wasn't really getting anything out of that other than drunk people and
jeez.
And myself being drunk. Like it didn't pay out. I don't know why I was there so long.
Yeah.
I mean, even with this, I've only been doing it for like a month now and I've made 2 cents. Last place, I was spending money.
Well, at least you're earning the money back, technically.
Yeah, and I definitely was not. There was no money in doing that, so.
Well, how long have you been doing, how long did you do iVlog? For a while, eh?
I did iVlog, give or take, about 5-6 years. Because I was there like when they first started.
Yeah.
And then I dropped off for a while, and then I went back after like a few months. But then before that, like I said, I was on Vaughn, and then before that, I was Stick'em.
Yeah.
So overall, I think I've been doing this about 15 years now.
Holy jumping. I'm only on 10 years.
But you were so far ahead of me, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, it's fun. It's just fun.
It is. I finally figured out the Twitch lag I had. I streamed last night, and I looked at my OBS at the end. Like, geez, I didn't drop a friggin' frame last night playing Sims.
Okay.
So I think it was the size.
Uh-huh.
It was like something by 720 that was the issue.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I know what the hell I did wrong.
Say maybe because I had issues last, not necessarily issues, but like I was trying to cast live and do it Twitch and record everything all together, and that was not working. And I'm pretty sure it's probably because I had everything way up.
Yeah,
and I didn't even think about that. Thank you for that tip.
No problem. It's pretty easy. Well, I guess if you have to readjust before the after dark, then that's perfect too.
Yeah.
But it's always one little setting that screws you up.
Yes, it is.
I thought it was my bit rate, but it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't. I put my bit rate down to 500, and that wasn't it. So it was the size. So it was something else.
Huh. Yeah. Awesome. I gotta remember that.
Yeah. Actually, let me see if I can pull it up here. I can tell you the actual size.
Okay.
If I can get OBS to load up, like it takes forever to load. Oh, I see myself again. Cam 2 just went off. It is 1280 by 720.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So.
And really, I think you can actually go smaller than that too and still get a decent picture. I think it's like 920 by something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on your, what is it? I forget what they call that.
Video card?
Not video card, but like, I guess your internet or whatever, like your speed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, your speed of your computer, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a very techie kind of person, as you can tell.
I try to be, but I'm not very good.
It does take a little bit of time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we've hit on 46 minutes.
Holy jump. I didn't realize that.
Yes, that went by fairly quick.
It did.
And that was very entertaining talking to you, because usually I'm talking to Chico, who's... he talks about adult things with adult language a lot.
Yeah, I saw that. I think I saw that last week. I was lurking in.
Yeah.
That was when I didn't have the count or whatever. I was lurking in. I was like, geez, he's got a mouth on.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like him a
lot. Yeah, he is.
His mouth, man. Just like I said, there's no filter. Just lets it all out. And
yeah. Imagine the bleep that you would have to put in there. Beep, 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 beep.
That's another reason I think I stopped. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep it all in there because it's going to take me 24 hours just to bleep what he's saying.
Exactly.
But how about we head over to the After Dark Twitch?
Sounds good.
All right.
I need to refill anyways my drink, so.
All right, I'm gonna have you give the people your addresses again, and we'll get out of here. We have Rocky Bones here on Punk Rock Cheeseburger with Chris. And where can we find you?
You can check out my website, www.crispyontheweb.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at crispyontheweb. Pretty much, pretty simple, pretty easy to remember.
And you're also on YouTube, correct?
Yes, Everything About Reality TV.
Everything About Reality TV, folks. All right, everyone, take care. We will see you next time.